I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, August 31st, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. We have our share of technology issues this morning, which is always fun. So we'll see kind of where we end up. And for everyone's information, obviously, this upcoming weekend is considered Labor Day weekend, even though Labor Day weekend falls between weekends. And we will be taking Monday off. The network, Republic Broadcasting Network, will be taking Monday off. So be advised, Monday will not be live broadcasts on Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to talk about Maui at some point. I feel like, you know, that's the elephant in the room that we probably all should be talking about. You're probably curious. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on, including the gaslighting by the establishment media channels and pretending that reality is not real. But what I think will end up happening today, what I expect, is that Jim Lee, the host of Weather Modification History, the website, will be calling. You guys, listeners, got in touch with Jim Lee after the conversation about Dane Wigington and Jim Lee. And it sounded like Jim was expecting to call in to today's broadcast, talk about the hurricane, probably, you know, Maui and whatever else. So I'm just going to remain on standby for a little bit and see if Jim Lee calls in. I think it would be only appropriate if we end up, the conversation ends up going the way that I think it might. I think at some point it would be fantastic to have Dane Wigington on. And, you know, I think it's only fair that people get to speak for themselves, which is not mean or is not meant to mean that I am a, you know, a supporter or a an advocate of anyone in particular. I'm the consummate skeptic in this sense that, you know, anything that gets any traction or visibility or notice or reach or anyone, I'm immediately, initially suspicious of. And I think we've all seen enough of those kinds of things to know that, you know, there's a fair amount of that kind of stuff out there. You know, in the infodemic era and the era of sock puppets and astroturfing and all that kind of stuff, we see that everywhere, not just, you know, in typically recognized establishment channels. There are a lot of people, you know, for example, I see some things and I think when I watch something or hear something that supposedly is alternative and edgy and, you know, low budget, I look at it, having done a radio show for going on 2 decades and, you know, video stuff on a limited basis, I look at some things and think, man, that's not easy to do. So, I'm the consummate skeptic when it comes to new kids on the block or fancy alternative things. Speaking of Jim Lee and, you know, technology type stuff, I've had a conversation. I don't know what Jim is using these days, but Jim and I, the last time we talked, I think the last time we talked was about the technology that he was using. And back then it was Hugo. I think maybe it's probably still the same. These days, weathermodificationhistory.com redirects to climateviewer.com, Climate Viewer News. So if you weren't aware, that's happening. I'd like to talk to him about that. He's done some great research. And some of the most shocking fun facts you can find by digging around in his research, quotes and things that will shock you. This idea of weather modification and weather warfare by whatever name is not new. It's more than 100 years old at this point. The concerted efforts to try to manipulate the weather. So if you're not very familiar with that discussion, or you want to maybe give something to people you know, a resource for them to investigate, send them to Jim Lee's climateviewer.com for all kinds of quotes and declassified information, documents, and congressional testimony and all kinds of fun stuff. So we'll, like I said, we'll kind of hang out on standby and see if Jim Lee calls in, as I would expect. But, you know, the Hawaii thing, I created a YouTube playlist for Maui, the August fires. It's being called the fire and fires, alternatively singular and plural. And let me see how many videos I have. At last count, it was north of 80. So I titled it 2023 Maui Fires, plural. Probably should add a description or something. 82 videos. And some of the titles of the videos, let's see. You know, and what do you do? I mean, there's, you know, I'm suspicious of everything, like I said. I mean, Jimmy Dore does great work in shining a bright light on bad things, but capitalism isn't the problem. The problem is who decides, who's in charge, who decides. You can, and the question I've been asking for a while now, who's in charge, who decides, is sort of rhetorical. My biblically oriented view is that God should be in charge and he should decide in pretty much everything. He is the ultimate arbiter and will be the ultimate arbiter, and therefore we should stop intervening and really interfering and meddling in the affairs of others. And, you know, I've used examples like Joseph. We you know, there is the expression, the patience of Job. I think we should talk about the patience of Joseph, or maybe David. And, you know, speaking of this kind of stuff, every once in a while I go through a list of biblical metaphors and aphorisms. Maybe I'll do that again, because there are so many that people don't realize that you know, people would be surprised to discover or learn or recall that these things are, these metaphors are drawn from the Bible. The patience of Joseph, you know, I said it recently, if Joseph was alive today in America, there would be some kind of GoFundMe campaign to send Joseph back home out of Egypt. Joseph was sold into slavery. This is an injustice. We need to fight for Joseph. Send Joseph home. Send Joseph home. Or, you know, there's the example of David. And Israel asks for a king. God says, you have a king. Just be patient. And they're like, no, daddy, we want a king and we want it now. And so God basically says, well, you'll get a king now then. And that's not going to work out well, but we'll do it anyway. And Saul is installed as king, and God says he hardens his heart. And then you jump forward to Romans 9. You know, so he hardens whom he will, and etc. And you'll say, well, then why does he still find fault? For who resists his will? And Paul says, on the contrary, who are you, O man, who will say to his maker, what have you made me? Does not the potter have a right over the same lump of clay, etc., etc.? So there are those fun things. But in 1 Samuel 16, Samuel goes to Jesse's house in search of the new king. And Jesse is instructed to line his sons up. And in verses 6 and 7 of 1 Samuel 16, it reads in the NASB 95, then it came about when they entered that he looked at Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For God sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So David is chosen in this moment. Jesse's son David is chosen as the next king of Israel, but it's quite some time before he sits on the throne. And there's the, you know, the episodes of David being chased around the mountains by Saul. And, you know, David, I would say, provoking Saul to frustration by, you know, when he's sleeping, cutting off pieces of his garment, for example, and saying the next morning, I could have killed you. See, I could have killed you. But it's quite some time until David actually sits on the throne. So most people in today's America would become impatient and take matters into their own hands, especially based on the fact that David's life is in peril. We live in an R2P sort of world, responsibility to protect, responsibility to prevent. That's how everyone's behaving. You know, veterans should be able to own firearms unless they have PTSD or something, and then we can't trust them. Well, if there's a reason, some people will always find a reason somehow, amazingly. You know, when we start drifting away from the Second Amendment, for example, like Jefferson said, a departure from principle in one instance becomes a precedent for a second, that second for a third, and so on, until the bulk of civilization is reduced to mere automatons of misery with sensibilities for sinning and suffering only. And so we have to be careful, but, you know, biblically speaking, God is the ultimate arbiter, the one who he is the decider in W sort of terms. And you don't want to get in his way. You know, speaking of that, sort of reminds me of one of the conversations that we had recently. I forget which broadcast it was. Maybe I can find that real quick. But, you know, the notion that has been mentioned, I think it was maybe it was Lark that mentioned John in Tennessee. I don't want to presume to throw somebody under the bus. Somebody mentioned it was either, I think it was Lark or Brian, the idea of just praying and I was thinking, I was going to mention after that, Hebrews 10:31, it is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And but we live in a world today where, you know what, we've supposedly we've outgrown this idea of God. It's superstitious and outmoded. It's so interesting the way things are going. There's a movie called Stone, starring Robert De Niro and is it Edward Norton, I want to say? And there is this esoteric flip that takes place, which is a counterfeiting of Jesus' redemptive work on the cross. And there's more esoteric stuff going on there. And then there's the whole theosophical and Eastern mystical concept of reincarnation and people coming back. And, you know, you see the people who are not learning in this life to, you know, be their better, higher self. They're going to have to, presumably good people are going to, you know, they're a mess. Edward Norton's criminal character, he's going to come back. Or he's going to be fine, and he's going to advance in theosophical terms. And the thing that you see in there is that the Christian message obviously is not helping Robert De Niro and his family. They're all toxic. So that's an interesting little swipe. Anyway, I'll finish this thought, and we'll move on when we come back. Stick around. We're right after this break.
so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's
welcome back.
Time that her memories will fade, because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course.
So, let's see. See if we can find this real quick. Well, that's not what I'm looking for. A little bit of technical difficulty here. So anyway, just to finish the thought, the point in the last segment was that, you know, we've lost the fear of God. This is an interesting concept that was sort of a carry on. And, you know, this reminds me of Pat in Texas, obviously, because this is something that she took issue with whenever I mentioned it. But, you know, it's a concept that's mentioned throughout the Bible. And for example, let's just see if we can. Fear of God appears 295 times in 68 verses in the King James, including 8 exact phrases. I don't think this is what I did. I did something like this recently. Exact matches from Genesis to Ephesians. Exact matches include Genesis 20, verse 11, and Abraham said, "Because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place." That was, you know, the thing with Sarah. "Say you're my sister." Yeah, that's weird. Why would you do that? 2 Chronicles 20:29, "And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel." Nehemiah 5:15, "But the former governors that had been before me were chargeable unto the people and had taken of them bread and wine, beside 40 shekels of silver, yea, even their servants bear rule over the people, but so did not I because of the fear of God." Psalm 36:1, a psalm of David, "Servant of the Lord, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes." This is one. We're missing Isaiah in here. I'm going to have to get to that. Anyway, Romans 3:18, "There is no fear of God before their eyes." That's speaking of Romans 3:18 and speaking of Isaiah. Psalm 36 is sort of in view with Romans 3:18, and Isaiah is also in view with this kind of sentiment. But 2 Corinthians 7:1, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." And Ephesians 5:21, "Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." Pat always took issue with this, Pat in Texas, and you know, the idea here is this is a healthy, this is not something strange like a kidnapper kind of thing. This is the healthy kind of fear a child has for their parents, so to speak. You know, wait till your father gets home kind of thing. Oh boy, I'm in trouble. It's that kind of thing. So maybe I'll talk about this a little bit more. This is a thing we've lost, and because of that, we mistreat and abuse one another all the time and interfere, intercede, meddle, all kinds of things like that. Stick around. I'll be right back after the show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I wanna spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother. Sit me right down and he talked to me. He told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me till you use me up.
Welcome back. A lot of interesting stuff going on today. A lot of strange stuff. Okay. So I think it would be great to have Jim Lee and Dane Wigington on the same broadcast. Wouldn't that be good? I'm not aware that Jim Lee's tried to call into today's broadcast yet. Maybe we can arrange this at a later date. I'm not confident, obviously, we could do it on the fly, but if Jim Lee is attempting to call in, I would recommend not using the listener call-in line and probably call the office line 800-724-2719 extension 3. That's not for listener calls. 800-724-2719 extension 3. And I guess we'd do the same for Dane, but I think we can, if we grab either one of those guys or both of those guys on Skype, that would be advisable. Anyway, this is probably something we'll have to try to arrange at a later date, but as I said at the outset of today's broadcast, I was expecting Jim Lee to call based on the fact that there's an email thread going on. Some of the folks that listen to the network reached out. This is, I think, primarily based on Brian's call last Friday, if I understand correctly. It was Brian, by the way. It wasn't Lark. And I'm not trying to – this is not to be disparaging in any way. I'm just saying, you know, my thoughts after Brian's call last Friday, what are we all just supposed to – you know, talking about John in Tennessee basically, you know, and the idea that we're all just supposed to sit around and pray. So like I said in the last segment, you know, I think of Hebrews 10:31. It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And I would say today in America, we live in an age people don't understand. You know, empirical evidence, the scientific method that's used primarily as a means to get people, you know, empirical evidence, this is a way to get people to deny the Holy Spirit, essentially, which I think is quite possibly the unpardonable sin, blaspheming the Holy Spirit, so to speak. You know, denying the Holy Spirit is blasphemous. So this is 2 Peter chapter 3 territory. Know this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lusts, and saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. For when they maintain this, it escapes their notice that by the word of God, the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and by water, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. But by his word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day." This reminds me of the kid in the projector room at the movie theater when we used to have film on reels before digital. And the person in the projector room could take that reel and unwind it and look at all of the frames at the same time, you know, 2 hours worth of a movie, so to speak. Everybody in the theater is watching it frame by frame, which is why we call it movies. But the person in the theater room can look at all of those frames at the same time, or take a jeweler's loop, for example, and look at one frame and study it. And that person is outside of the film, outside of the reel. So that's a crude analogy in my mind. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. And that's the whole point. But we've lost this concept. If America was ever a Christian nation, it was when we had this idea of the fear of God. And we operated as such. That was how we used to be raised. You know, character is what you do when no one is watching. So this is an interesting concept that's probably worth chasing out, teasing out a little further at some point. I was looking into this a little bit. Let's see. I don't understand where that went. I thought I had these things handy. So, no fear of God. Concept that we find throughout the Bible, or the fear of the Lord, which is a parallel concept, obviously. There was one other verse, you know, and this comes up over and over throughout the Bible. Anyway, I'll come back to this later, I think. But it's a recurrent theme. The idea that we read in Psalm 36:1. Transgression speaks to the ungodly within his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes. That idea. And it is, a puffed up and haughty spirit. And, you know, so we live in a society, this gets into much deeper territory. The narcissistic impulse, which is kind of an I will be, you know, I'm the Lord of my fiefdom kind of thing. There are a couple of videos I wanted to play. You know, our society is run by pathological narcissists and psychopaths. People who are told that, you know, they go to fun camps like World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders type stuff. This is how you got to do it. Who is deciding this is how you're supposed to? This is what governance is all about. And who decided that governance is a thing that we're supposed to do in America? It's a very peculiar deal. Anyway, the general public is emulating these kinds of folks. And with narcissists, like so many other things, a lot of the research seems to indicate that the people are very damaged. that engage in this. And so you think about all of the psychological trauma that exists in America, you know, that this is just sort of the way that we do things. This is how we live. No wonder if narcissism is to whatever extent trauma based, no wonder it's rampant. And there's an interesting interview Dr. Drew Pinsky did last year . Maybe we'll play that. I want to talk Hawaii. Maybe we'll talk Hawaii tomorrow. But we need to talk Maui because I think we should – maybe we should have a Maui segment every day. You know, Maui is one of those places, the west side, Lahaina. It's one of those places where people are – you know, there's no agenda. It's kind of, you know, in a sense, it's kind of a holdover and a throwback to the way things used to be. Very, you know, in many ways, very low key. I mean, you got people, they call them not homeless, but houseless people who genuinely want to. They don't want the, you know, the house and things like that. They just want to live and be left alone and do whatever. Eric West and his channel have been doing some interesting interviews, including a guy that goes by the name Fish, who's one of these kinds of people. I've met people like this in Hawaii. And you will find, if you talk to some of these people, some of them had very successful careers by the world standards before they decided to just, you know what, I'm just going to live on the beach. And it happens on the islands. There are a number of folks who just kind of live in the hills and, you know, just want to be left alone, don't want to be plugged in. So that's how they choose to live. And we live in a society increasingly that's going to intervene for everyone. We're playing God. There are these institutions that are created, and more we are losing our own personal autonomy. True Stream Media just did a video, released a video yesterday, I think, Amusing Ourselves to Death, which of course is the title of one of Neil Postman's books, but it's Amusing Ourselves to Death, Orwell versus Huxley in 2023, and the answer is sort of both, obviously. It's Orwell is the you know, the esoteric black hand pointing to the esoteric white hand, which is Huxley, I think. But we live in this kind of a society. No one will be left alone. Why is that? It all sort of corresponds to the theosophical bent that we read about in The Work of the Hierarchy on Lucius Trust website. And it's happening right out in plain sight, but we don't see it. It's fascinating. Anyway, the situation in Maui is grave, and I think it is very emblematic. You know, if you can hear folks who are over there, I mean, there's outrage. Why are we spending billions of dollars in Ukraine and, you know, we can't even raise $1 million for people in Hawaii? Why did it take two weeks for Joe Biden to show up over there? And why did he leave? You know, his visit was shorter than the trip there. That's weird. Why didn't he say, you know, we are committed to the people of the, you know, the citizens of Hawaii or Maui, whatever it takes. That's what you said about Ukraine, Joe. That, you know, it's a blank check. Whatever it takes, guys. People are outraged, legitimately. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Show me.
Welcome back. Let me back up. I'm bouncing around all over the place. We should talk about Maui. I put together a playlist. At last count, it's 82 videos. So far, I don't think any have been deleted, which probably means that, you know, we don't have the most controversial videos in there. Jimmy Dore stuff, Matt Walsh stuff, London Real, The Hill. But Eric West's channel, Hawaii Real Estate, Eric West has been doing some citizen journalism. You know, that seems to be legit. The two concerns that I have, there was the one video, and I would say this to his face. I actually ripped one of the videos published August 26th, about 28, 29 minutes long, titled Maui Fires, the Cover-Up Story, the Perfect Crime, which is interesting. And you know, the two things, I think it was that video. No, it was the other one. It was another one titled, Here's What to Do If You Want to Help in the Aftermath of the Lahaina Fire. So Eric said, John Morgan has created this AI program that will take a lot of the heavy lifting out of this database and information control, more messages, basically trying to pair people up. They're doing the Maui LFG thing. LFG, let's find the gap. Let's fill the gap. Let's F and go. They're saying basically is what that stands for. And so it's, you know, people helping people instead of waiting for government programs. But, you know, the AI thing concerns me. You know, you're, is it a honeypot operation? Because you're obviously gathering all kinds of, you're drawing people in that would not otherwise participate in this kind of thing. And then also, you know, John Morgan, his business partner, says, you know, John Morgan's very close relative is one of the top guys at FEMA. That's interesting. So, things that make you go, But, you know, you've probably seen, if you're listening to this network, you've probably seen some of the interviews that Eric West has done on his Hawaii Real Estate YouTube channel, which now has 184,000 subscribers. I think it was dramatically less than that prior to the events in Maui earlier this month. So that'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.